Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 2nd, 2024, from 1 John chapter 4, Confessing Jesus as the Son of God, a transformative relationship and source of comfort. Previously, we heard John assert his firsthand witness about Jesus being the Son of God, sent from the Heavenly Father to be the Savior of the world. Stressing the importance of such eyewitness accounts, John highlights and reminds us that, yes, he is a high eyewitness. And Scripture testifies that over 500 individuals were also eyewitnesses to the resurrected Jesus. And it's this beautiful proof that compels us to say, yes, this is what we believe. This confirmation serves as a very strong foundation for the Christian faith, providing believers with confidence in the reality that, yes, Jesus died, and yes, on the third day, he rose from the dead. And this counters the many skepticisms of those from the world around us who view Christianity as a myth. So let's build upon this as we continue with John. From 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Now, this verse emphasizes the significance of confessing that Jesus is the Son of God. The act of confessing this truth is not just a verbal acknowledgement, but a heartfelt and genuine affirmation of the divine nature of Jesus. This verse asserts that when someone sincerely confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, a beautiful, profound connection is established. God abides in that person, and likewise, that person abides in God. So this confession becomes a marker of the changed relationship we have with God, which is grounded in the acknowledgement of Jesus' identity. However, you may be also familiar with the book of James. And James has an interesting verse from chapter 2, verse 19, which notes that the demons also know that Jesus is the Son of God. Oh, and by the way, when Jesus was casting out demons, they also would testify that Jesus is the Son of God. So how do we compare and contrast the confession of the demons versus the confession that John here is referring to? Well, we need to remember that the acknowledgement from the demons is not accompanied by faith, nor genuine trust is Jesus as their Savior. So as Christians, we need to realize that Jesus is the Son of God, and the demons realize that also. But we also look to Jesus as the one who dies on the cross to make atonement for our sins, to restore the broken relationship between humanity and God, because sin is now restored. The demons, they don't have that promise from God, but you have that promise from God. So yesterday we heard about John saying he was an eyewitness of all of this, and now he explains a little bit more and says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, and if I may just add, that Jesus is our Savior, the one who dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, yes. He is the one that delivers us from sin, death, and the devil. And now if we confess that, yes, God is abiding in us and we are abiding in God. And this brings us another aspect of hope and comfort, that we're not alone in this world. As we face the many struggles of life and sin and the temptations of this world, we have a God within us, and he is the one that has defeated sin, death, and the devil. So we continue to put our focus on Jesus, continue to put our trust in Jesus as the Son of God, our Savior. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.